Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 225. Today I wanted to discuss a mitzvah that comes up at the very beginning of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, and that's the mitzvah that we see in the very first Pasuk, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. God appears to Avraham in Elonei Mamre, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'o'el Kechom Hayom. Avraham is sitting at the opening of the tent, as we know, waiting for guests who would eventually come. But until that point, God appears to him. Rashi says, the very first Rashi in the parasha says, "Vayira elav levaker es achola." God is here to do biker cholam. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi lemila sohaya. It was the third day after Avraham Avinu's mila, his circumcision. V'akadosh Baruch Hu v'shal b'shlomo. And God wanted to see what's up. He was shal b'shlomo. He wanted to see what was doing. Avraham was sick, and as it were, God comes to visit the sick. And so we have this as the very first time, at least visible in the Torah itself, the notion of visiting the sick, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah which is listed in the Dvarim She'en Lahem Shir. You could do it 100 times a day. There's no such thing as too much visiting the sick. It could be done, it could be done, it could be done again and again and again, because it's always helpful. I wanted to talk about what is the nature of the helpfulness of visiting the sick. What is it that we're supposed to be doing? What is it that we're supposed to be saying or accomplishing by visiting the sick? Just as an aside, as you know, the bracha of Rifa'enu, Hashem v'nei Rafei, the bracha that we daven for the sick in the Shemona Esrei, is the eighth bracha, and the reason that it's the eighth bracha is associated with the fact that it relates to Avraham and being on the eighth day, and that's what he was visited for because of the circumcision that occurred on the eighth day. So that's neither here nor there. But what is the idea of Bikur Cholam all about? And this is actually a pretty important question. So it comes up, the Aruch HaShulchan, all of the poskim talk about this in Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole section of Hilchos Bikur Cholam in Shulchan Aruch. What are you supposed to be doing? So the first thing the Aruch HaShulchan says is Ikur Mitzvah Bikur Cholam Hu La'ayin B'tzarchei HaChola. The main job of Bikur Cholam is to be there and to see what the chola needs, what a sick person needs. He gets this from a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim tells a story about Rabbi Chelbo, that Rabbi Chelbo took ill. This is a Gemara in Daf Mem. And lo ikad ka'asi. Rabbi Chelbo was sick and nobody came. Amar luhu, Rabbi Kahana said to the people, lo kach hayamaisa, don't you remember the following story? B'talmud echo mitalmidi Rabbi Akiva, a student of amongst Rabbi Akiva's students, shechala who took ill, lo nechnas lachacham levakro, and none of the sages went in to visit him, v'nechnas Rabbi Akiva levakro. Finally, Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. It's not exactly clear why nobody went to visit this student, but nobody did until Rabbi Akiva did. U'bishvil shekibdu v'ribtu lefanav chaya. And so what did he do? You know, what was the big speech that he gave? Or what sort of great thing did he accomplish? The Gemara says something very simple. Because he swept the floor and settled the dust on the ground. Kibdu v'ribtu lefanav, he became better. Very interesting. You know, why did that make him better? Perhaps those were the needs. There were, I don't know, germs. I'm not sure exactly what it was that healed him. Maybe it was the care, the concern. You know, once he did that, somebody got him a drink. Somebody attended to his needs. And at that point, the student, Amar Lo, he says, Rebbe Hichi Sani, you brought me back to life, Rebbe Akiva. Yotzer Rebbe Akiva Vadarash. And Rebbe Akiva walked down there and said, Kol mi she'in mevaker cholim, one who does not do biker cholim, ki'ilu shofech damim. It's as if he spilled blood. Okay, so now that's a very important statement. And here, you would imagine that the understanding is the reason I'm supposed to visit is because the chola needs things. The chola needs some sort of refuah. He needs some sort of healing. And I might be able to do that. Now, obviously, nowadays that we have cholim, hopefully, in hospitals who are taken care of by medical professionals, our role in this and in sweeping and in settling the dust and in caring for the person's medical needs or getting them water is not something which generally descends on us. Although one might say that a person does get better care when people around see that they're being visited constantly and that there's somebody significant and important to a lot of people. Maybe there is some sort of pressure to do a little bit better. And we know those little differences could matter a lot. So maybe this idea still exists. But the Aruch HaShulchan continues, and as the Gemara itself continues, and says, but there's more to it as well. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi said, Kol HaMavakar is HaChol HaGorim Lo SheYichya, V'Chol She'en HaMavakar is HaChol HaGorim Lo SheYamos. One who visits the sick causes the person to live, and one who does not visit the sick causes the person, God forbid, to do the reverse. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could that be? If you visit the person, we understand that that's how you cause the person to live. You assist the person, you help the person, you make sure they have what they need. Wonderful. But if you don't visit the person, how is it that you cause the person to die? Shayimo Salkadai. The Gemara asks, how could that be? So the Gemara answers, Ela kol she'in mevaker chola in mevaker shalav rachamim. One who does not visit the sick will not ask for mercy, will not daven. Why won't you daven? You won't daven because it's not in your face. You won't daven because you're not particularly cognizant of what's going on with the person. It's abstract. It's a superficial understanding of what's happening. But when you see what's going on, you're more inspired to do something. To do even a long tefillah, to do Rufa'inu Hashem and Erafei, or to do the famous tefillah that we have about sickness later on in the Torah, where Moshe davens about his sister, Kael Na Rafan Allah, something simple. God, please, heal her, please. Some very simple formula, something to reach out to God and to try to fix the situation to the extent possible. Now, this idea of tefillah is where, the Gemara says, you have the ability to save a person, to be involved in the Gzar Din, to be involved in this decree, and somehow fix it to help that person overcome whatever it is that they're struggling through. We know how subjective some of these things are, and that could tip the scales, so to speak, and help the person. If you don't visit, you don't pray. If you don't pray, then to a great degree, you might cause the person's unfortunate bad outcome. And that's the point of the Gemara. Not visiting keeps it way too abstract, keeps it out of mind, out of sight, out of your prayers. So much so, by the way, the significance of prayers. In this past week's Daf HaShavua, the Gemara talked about how we have a Gzar Din, we have a decree that occurs on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara actually asks the question, and through the Gemara and the Tosos, it says, so what's the point of prayer for Rifa'inu? What's the point of prayer for healing if indeed there's this idea that a decree has already been made about the person and what their year will be? So while some answers discuss, no, we can overcome that. We can overcome such a decree when we pray for the public, when we pray for a group, or when we are so ache, when we cry out. Our quality of prayer can overcome a negative decree. But then Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says, no, that's not what it is. Rather, when we have a decree, the decree is that we will be yichleh, we might be sick, but the outcome is not decreed. The outcome is in the year, and that's where we have an incredible amount of potential to do something, to pray, to be involved, to beseech mercy on this person's behalf. And in doing so, we have the ability to change the outcome. So that's really what our challenge is nowadays, right? So to the extent that we are medical professionals, so Bikur Cholim could be one thing. To the extent that we can push along the efforts of the medical professionals, then Bikur Cholim is another thing. But if neither of those exist, nowadays when medical professionals are professional, and we can assume or we can hope that the care of the patient is satisfactory, so really what we need to do is be focused on the prayer, be focused on the tefillah that we offer for that person. That's the real crux of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Now, of course, the first rule always is do no harm. Do no harm when it comes to Bikur Cholim. Well, the Shulchan Aruch suggests, you know, don't go early in the morning because the cholo will feel the best. And if the cholo feels the best and looks the best, you won't be so inspired to pray. And don't go late in the day because late in the day, the cholo might be at their worst. And if they're at their worst, then you won't go to, you won't pray for them to be better. We'll talk about a different time, the notion of when there is no hope. What you're supposed to be praying for. But if it's at the end of the day, you might not pray at all because you might give up. You should pray in the middle of the day. You know, you want to come at the most opportune time to inspire you to do more, if not help, but to pray. But the Aruch HaShulchan reminds us of something very important, and sometimes you see this not being so careful about this. He says, Yesh li zahir bebikur cholim, shelo yehe hamavakar lemasa al hachola. Person should be clear and be, a person should be careful that they are not a burden on the sick person. Sometimes it can be difficult for somebody to speak. And because of the honor of the one who is visiting, they feel like they have to. Or somebody has to go use the bathroom. And he doesn't want to say anything. You have to be careful. You have to be wise, and you have to be understanding. You have to be empathetic, and you have to understand what it is that people want. Sometimes visiting is not the best thing. Sometimes a phone call is better. Sometimes a visit for literally 5 seconds and turning around is the best thing you can do. Oh, you drive. Oh, you parked. Oh, you paid all that money. Too bad. Because the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to do what will help. Whether or not it's visiting, whether or not it's care, it's concern, it's empathy, to have the person know that there are people behind them, to have the medical staff know that there are people behind this person, or ultimately to pray. And all of our cholim should have a refuah with our sensitive Bikur Cholim.